Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever felt like just giving up? Well, if you have, this is not the season to do that. The Lord, He sees us, and He knows that we're tired, and He knows that we need a refreshing. On His way, and we know that God's got our back. If you don't know, let me enlighten you.
Refresh being brought to you by NHIS team. This is Regina Johnson. I am your host of the evening. I'd like to welcome you to my Facebook page as well as the Instagram. Also, I have a book that's called Unstoppable You that I'd love for you to get. You can purchase that book on Lulu.com. You can also get it on Google Books as well as Amazon.com. Now, I'm not telling you to get it because I wrote it. I'm telling you to get it because it is a really good book. Today, our guest in the studio is Yolanda Kramer. I pronounce that incorrectly, Yolanda Kramer. She's been with us before. Our topic today is I Have a Right To. T-O-O, also. I Have a Right Also. We're going to be talking about our right to stand for what we believe while accepting others, standing in the place where they choose or they believe, not being just sort of squashed out in this season. I openly profess my Christianity. I love the Lord. I believe Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And we as Christians have been placed in a position of where we really many don't know where to stand. If we stand firm for our Christian beliefs, we are described as being radicalist or impartial or angry. And I don't know those people when you define yourself as a Christian. Christians operate in love, and the Word tells us that Jesus, well, the Lord God Almighty, He gave us a free will. So you see people that are operating and saying, quote unquote, that they are Christians, but they are not living by the Word of God, and you can't define that as being a Christian. A Christian is one that lives and is committed and has accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Redeemer and are operating under a new covenant. Now, you were asking me the question, you know, okay, so why is this so important that we hear your viewpoint? It's important because your viewpoint is important to me. So it's important that I am able to express my viewpoint about being a Christian. Lately, it's been really steamy when it's discussed about gay and lesbian relationships and where we stand as Christians, as well as the facilities, restroom facilities. And I know that has nothing to do with our Christianity, but how we are, what is the word that I'm really looking for, how we are described as being these bitter, angry people, when in actuality, that's not it at all. What you're saying to us is, whether you realize it or not, when you're attacking Christians by saying that we are wrong for not permitting you to marry in our churches, the question is, what about how we feel? What about our constitutional rights? What about us having the ability to be able to stand in the fullness of what we believe? We're not attacking the homosexual. We're not attacking. As a matter of fact, I know people. I love all. I have friends that have selected that path, that are not walking in Christianity. They've selected that path to travel down. And you know what? That's their path, and this is my path. And we don't try to force it off on each other. And so today, I really want to talk about us having more compassion on both you that are not a Christian, having compassion and an understanding towards those of us that are, and saying it's all right for us to stand and believe what we believe. And we as Christians standing in that place and saying, you know what? In the Word of God, it says you have the right. You have the right to do whatever. No, not right. Is it right that I want to use? You have
the
freedom to choose to do whatever it is that you want to do. And I cannot judge you according to the decision that you made. Now, this might seem a little different from what you have heard. You know, the church is judging. Let me clear that up to you. Judgment is from Christians, is for inside of the house. When you are proclaiming to be a Christian, but your walk is in conflict of what the Word says, then we have the right to judge that and say, that's ungodly, that's not right. Our job is not to judge what's happening outside. It is to allow God to be the judge and the ruler over that. Our job is that's going on inside of the house. Yolanda, I want to welcome you to the show, and you just hop right on in here with me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to be here. I think you're right on point. It's become so common for Christians to cower and to be afraid of, to express what they believe in,
right,
and to stand on what they believe in for fear of offending
someone else.
We shouldn't be fearful to offend,
mm-hmm,
because Christ laid down his life so that we could have freedom to serve him and to serve him boldly.
Well, if it's a different viewpoint from someone else or a different religion, there's always a possibility of offense. We're not boldly going out trying to offend. The gospel is offensive at times because it lays it out just in black and white of how things should be according to the Christian faith. Now, again, if you're not a Christian, it is not applicable to your life. But if you are a Christian, it is. Now, we share it because we believe it to be the truth. We believe it to be the uncompromised Word of God, what is written in the Bible. So, of course, I'm going to try to share it with you. If I think that the life you're living is going to harm you, then I feel like it's my job to share it with you. But it's not my job to stuff it down your throat tell you that you don't have the right to stand wherever you choose. Because even God,
it is that we really truly as a society and as a Christian faith have become truly desensitized, where we feel like society and the media makes you feel like you have to accept everything.
Like
you're not compassionate if you're not accepting.
Right.
You're not godly if you don't understand, quote unquote, someone else's choice.
Right.
Or someone else's walking in their free will.
Right.
But it shouldn't be about that. Like you said, we have been given free will, but we have a blueprint.
Right.
The Word of God gives us a blueprint, and it is black and white.
Right.
And we can choose to serve God in fullness and wholeness or walk the other way. But it is a choice.
Right.
And there is no compromise in the Word of God. And I think that's where it is.
Right.
There is no compromise. In the Christian walk, in the Christian faith, you can't compromise.
But a non-Christian would tell you, that is your belief. That does not have anything to do with me.
So it should be okay for me to have my belief, just like it is okay for you to believe.
Exactly. And that's the point today.
Yes.
That we're saying that, you know, you have a right to choose not to, but I have a right to stand on the Word of God. I have a right. Now, we're not talking about going out and brutalizing
right.
people. I don't. That has nothing to do with Christianity. Bashing people, that has nothing to do with Christianity. But people put labels on it,
yeah.
or there are those that really aren't Christians that put on this cloak of Christianity, or they say that they're Christians, and they're not Christians.
Right.
Christians walk in love.
Absolutely.
If my words are not coming at you in love, if I'm not telling you this, that I believe in love, but I'm telling you this in a condemning way, then that is not the light of Christianity.
That's right.
That's not the light of Christianity. And you, by all means, should be offended. But don't try to force me to say, I'm telling you, you have a choice, but don't try to force me to say that what I believe, it's wrong. I have a right.
That's right.
I have a right.
And how many times have we heard this from the other position?
Right.
I have the right.
Right.
I have the right to be gay. I have the right to, you know, be an atheist. I have the right to do all of these other things. I have the right to have an abortion. I have the right to do these things.
Right.
But yet when I say, you know what, I don't believe in that. I don't think it's right. Then I'm the wrong one
right.
as a Christian.
Right, right.
And the finger is pointed to say, you have no compassion. You're judging. And that's not what's happening.
No, I'm standing on what
I believe. Absolutely.
I'm standing on what I believe.
I think it's because people take offense. I wouldn't even call it offense. I think that what happens is that people are judged from totally a lot of different ways, and because they're in a certain position or
mm-hmm.
a certain, you know, maybe their back's up against the wall, or they've made choices, be they good choices or bad choices, based on what was happening in that moment. And when they are told or when they are talked to about what we believe as Christians or what the word says, there's a conviction on the inside of them. And that conviction on the inside of them causes them to be defensive.
What about those that say that's not conviction? That's my right. That's my right. That's how I see it. That's how I view it.
I agree. I have a friend that's in my family, my husband's family. And they stand firm on the belief that they feel like this person that they're very close to was born gay.
Right.
And that they knew it from the very beginning.
Right.
And I look at that situation, and I don't believe that to be true.
Right.
I just don't believe it.
Right.
That doesn't line up with the Word of God says, but the Word of God does say that the things that we speak out of our mouth,
right.
that our words are powerful.
Right.
So if you were speaking those things over his life
right.
as he was growing up,
right.
those things begin to manifest.
But you have people that will argue and they will say, you can see it. You have felt it. That is not the debate. The debate is that don't make me say that I have to go along with that
true.
When it is in conflict with my beliefs. See, I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying you can say that he was gay in the womb. it's okay.
Yeah.
But be all right if I don't believe it. And don't
exactly.
be angry with me. And don't make me look like I'm some sort of villain just
right.
because I choose to stand in a different position. Because I choose to stand on the Word of God. Do I hate people that are gay?
Nope.
No, by no means. I mean, when I say it, I know people, have friends that have chosen
yeah.
that lifestyle. We can talk about everything else. We can even talk about Christianity, or we can talk about that. But they're free enough to say, you know what, you're entitled to your opinion, and
mm-hmm.
I'm entitled to mine.
Yes.
We're going to just kind of step back just here in a few minutes. I think we have just a couple of seconds left in this segment. But what I want to say is I want to challenge both Christians and non-Christians. I heard Andy Stanley this morning. He talked about God was concerned about people.
Yes.
He's concerned mm-hmm. about people. And as we step away, I want us to say, are we really concerned about whether I'm a Christian? Am I really concerned about whether you're gay? Or am I concerned about you as a person?
That's right.
Am I concerned about you? You're listening
right.
to Regina Johnson, and this is Refresh on NHISG Sports Media. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in just a moment. The word of God is true. And if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up. Because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question. What is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. Little pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite? What is yours? Is it the person down the street, you know, who so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, to reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Hi, I'm Regina Johnson. I'm welcoming you back to Refresh. Today, guest in the studio is Yolanda Kramer, and we are discussing I Have a Right To. When we're discussing I Have a Right To, what we're saying is, as Christians, we have a right to believe what we believe. We don't have a right to bash or slam doors in others' faces. But we do have a right to stand in what we believe without having to be forced to accept something that is contrary to what I believe. I want to say this, too. It's like I don't see as much force, you know, where like it has to be forced to believe it or receive it in other religions like I do in Christianity.
I definitely agree. Just even with certain preaching certain things in the church, just even being in service, I see when you talk about certain things, like even down to tithing, where people will get uncomfortable and say certain things like you don't have to do this, or, why do I have to give this? I give, you know, give what I, but it's what the Word of God says, so you don't have to believe it. And we're not forcing it, but it's I have a right, like you said, I have a right to say what I believe.
Right.
I have a right to say that.
Right.
And I have a right to believe it, and I have a right to walk in it.
Right.
And
but I don't have a right to say it just in a way that is mean, or I don't have a right to be disrespectful.
Absolutely.
But I do have a right to stand.
Absolutely.
I have a right to stand on what I believe. I also have a right to raise my children to believe it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And to say no. Like right now, I cannot tell you how many fights we've had with just reading certain books in school.
Right.
Reading Harry Potter books or health class.
Right.
You know, talking about teaching them about how to do certain things sexually. And I'm not even saying homosexually. I'm talking about sexually, period.
Right.
If I don't feel my child is ready for that, or we're not, I don't want you to have that discussion with them. I feel like it's a discussion that I need to have as a parent.
Right.
Then I have a right to say no, and they're not going to attend this class. As a teacher, who chooses this curriculum? Who's the one that says, you know, we can do this Harry Potter book? I can tell you recently, I have a 24-year-old daughter.
Right.
And on Easter, we made Easter baskets for the kids.
Right.
And it was with books.
Right.
You know, we're cutting out the candy. It's not about candy and all that, but we want you to be educated. You know, you normally do little certain things.
Right.
It was a tradition my mom did, and I found myself like, little by little, we're not dyeing eggs anymore.
Right.
Little by little, we're not
right.
doing candy and jelly beans.
Right.
Because it's not about the Easter bunny.
Right.
It's about what Christ did for us.
Right.
So I
right.
said, you know what? I'm filtering it out. I'm going to get books.
Right.
And she was so excited. She had ordered these books online. She's like, hey, I got the girls some books.
Right.
And she pops her trunk because she's hiding them in the trunk. And I look in the box and I see Harry Potter.
Right.
I'm like, what in the world? Like, what? What made you go get that?
Right.
Like, you know, I don't believe in that. I don't.
Right.
You can't have this in my house.
Right. Right.
So, you know, if that's something that you want to do, that's fine.
Right.
But you can't bring it in my house.
Right. Right.
And she says, it's a good read. That was her response.
That was her response, right.
Her response was, it's a good read. I think it'll be challenging. You know, I think it'll
right.
be good.
Right.
That's for you.
Right.
But you can't bring it in my house.
Right.
And my kids cannot read it.
Right.
You know,
right.
when you are off on your own, when you leave, if you want that in your house, that's fine. But I'm even at the point where if that's in your house, I really don't want my kids to visit.
Right.
And I should be okay with that. I mean, I'm saying.
Well, you should be.
That
might be
a
little extreme, but yeah.
I'm just saying.
I got you.
But it's my right.
It is your right.
It's my right.
It is your right. It is your right.
So why can't I say, you know what, if you choose, that's good.
Well, you know what, you make the house note on that house, and so whatever.
There you go.
You know, whatever you determine you desire to be there, you know, then you have the right to that. And that's exactly what we're saying today.
Yes.
A lot of people don't even really get that. And they don't even get it, like, while you were saying that. Like, why in the world? You know, what's the deal with Harry Potter? And it's just, you know, anything that's like the practice of, like, witchcraft or anything. We try not to even go down those paths, open up doors for the adversary to be able to come in. If you have a problem... and as Christians, we try to wean those things out of our lives.
That's right.
And I'm gonna tell you, I mean, yeah, it may look a little radical, but again, it's my right.
Exactly.
It's my right.
And that's the mm-hmm. thing. Why is it that if I choose not to, I'm radical?
Right.
Why
right.
is it? Why
right.
is that?
Right.
If
right.
you if I choose not to smoke a cigarette, that's not radical.
Right. Correct.
It's because I want my health to be good. I want
right.
to be in good health.
Exactly.
As a Christian, I want to be in good health.
Exactly. Exactly.
I want my walk to be
It is about
right.
my choice to be what I choose to be. And what we're
yes.
saying is that I have a right. I have a right. I have a right too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you want me to go somewhere, sit down, shut up.
Yes.
And let everything else take place and
yes.
everybody else have rights. And I have no rights. The only right I have is the right to be quiet and to conform.
Mm-hmm.
But why should I have to conform? You don't want to conform, mm-hmm. so why are you forcing me to have to conform?
You know what's funny is it's that when you're doing things that are pleasing to others, it's
mm-hmm.
okay.
Right.
When it's pleasing, when it looks like, you know, the picture of what a Christian is supposed to be like.
Right.
Like very passive.
Mm-hmm.
Or submissive,
mm-hmm.
accepting of everything.
Right.
And that's not what God...
It's
not
everything we accept people.
Yes.
It's not things.
It's not things.
It's not the things. It's the people.
That's right.
It's the people. It's walking in love. But see, this is where we've fallen short as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I believe that we're having the problem today. I actually was sharing it with my husband. Is that... You know, when homosexuality really was coming out, I guess I would say, like, in the community that's near us, when you could really see it
okay.
rising, we had, like, a lot of hate crimes against homosexuals.
Wow.
I mean, my goodness, I remember a story about a young man who, I don't know if he lost his life, but if he didn't lose his life, he came pretty close to it.
Wow.
And so I understand. If that was my lifestyle... And we were being bashed and beaten up and killed for what we stood for. You know, when it was my time to step up and to speak on my behalf, I would do it with strength and I would do it with boldness. You understand?
Yes, yes.
And so you had like people that literally, I guess they were afraid or not even afraid, maybe just angry.
Yes.
Like how people, we can say like how there was a time where people hated blacks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an African American. They hated blacks. You know, it's like we were viewed upon as like animals,
yeah,
less than, right?
Right?
And we were just killed, mocked, and mistreated for being black. Well, guess what? Christians have always been the same way. But what happened was there were people, again, representing Christianity,
yeah,
saying that they were Christian. It was wrong, killing people, hurting people. Let me tell you something. The Klan proclaimed to be Christians.
Sure did.
They sure do.
Yes.
Proclaim to be Christians and hate everything that is not pure, or what they would say would be a pure race of people. But man, I remember watching the special where they went and did this DNA study to break down where we came from, and there were people looking as dark as I was that had more from European background than those that came from Africa. And you had some that were so fair, they had more genes, the strong, African descendants, you know, and so, you know, you didn't know. So they would be wrecked if they knew. They probably have, you know, like a lot were just, you know, they weren't even what they thought they were. But they did it in the name of Christianity, and that's not like Christ.
Right.
And then people have a tendency to go back into the Old Testament, and they talk about this and that.
Yes.
But there were no Christians in the Old Testament. Can I help somebody?
Please.
It was, you know, want to stand on. There weren't Christians in the Old Testament. So when we're talking about Christians, we're talking about people who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're talking about people who are under a new covenant of grace.
Yes.
We're talking about people who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We walk in the Trinity. We accept the Holy Spirit, God, the Godhead.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is our Redeemer. We walk in that. And we're saying, you know what? Just let me be all right with that.
Yes.
Let me just I know I have some Christian brothers and sisters that will probably refute me on this. I'm not up there at the school picketing that you take Harry Potter out of the school. But I do have a problem if you're going to force my child to have to read it.
Absolutely.
If you want your child to read it, that's all right. But I have a right to. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
Is I have a right to. The same love that I need to show you, you need to show me the same love and respect.
Yes.
You need to do that. And so what I'm saying, and if we're Christians and we've done a poor job of representing kingdom, then we need to step back. I'm not going to tell you can't come to my church.
Absolutely.
But you already know what I believe in it. So don't try to switch it up.
Yes.
I've said this before. Don't try to apply basketball rules to a football,
to a football game.
Amen.
All right? That's right.
If you don't want to play basketball, you want to play football, then play football. But let the basketball team remain the basketball team.
That's right.
I'm not telling you that you can't be whatever it is that you choose to be. Walk how you choose to. As a matter of fact, the religion that I stand in gives you the right to do that.
Yes.
But we as Christians, I really have to say this. We've got to do a better job of walking in love and compassion and really embracing the true word of God. Amen?
That's right.
If you don't want to be it, then that's okay. But you know what? I love Jesus. You know, he went and he spread the gospel to those that wanted to hear and those that didn't. God, the word says that God so loved the world that he gave.
Yes.
Christians, let's kind of step it up and love the world.
That's right.
All right? We'll be right back. You've been listening to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host. Be back in a second. The word of God is true. And if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers, my sisters, let's gut it up, because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question. What is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie. Little pieces of krypton that will fall to the earth and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite? What is yours? Is it the person down the street, you know, so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, you reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Refresh. You're listening to Regina Johnson. It's brought to you by NHISG Sports Media. I'm going to give a shout-out to my girl, Princess Cooper. Thank you for everything. Also, I'd like to remind you again, you know, join in with me. Send a Facebook request. Become a friend. Kind of keep up with what's going on with us. Also, you can find me on Twitter. And you can also find me on Instagram as well. Again, get that book. It is absolutely awesome. And again, I say it not because I wrote it, but because it's a great read. Like your daughter said, it's a great read. It really will help you in this season. This is a season where I believe that God is propelling his people forward. And we're going to experience some incredible things. And it's time for you to jump. So get it. You can get it again on Google.com as well as Lulu.com as well as Amazon. I'm here with my guest today, Yolanda Creamer, and we're talking about I have a right to. I have a right to. And we're talking about as being Christians. And so before we took the break, we were talking about, you know, exhibiting more love, really just kind of showing more love, but also being able to reciprocate it.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to stand and believe the same things. I'm gonna try to share the gospel. If I come in your corner and you're not serving God, I'm not gonna try to stuff it down your throat. I'm gonna build a case and I'm gonna share it with you. And am I gonna do it in a hateful way? And I'm sharing with those of you that, you know, twisting your head and rolling your eyes and mad because people want to accept Christianity, don't want to be Christians. It's all right. It's their right, too.
That's right.
You know, Jesus, he spoke to people. Not everybody received it. Not everybody. As a matter of fact, the religious people did not accept him. Can we talk about that? You got Christians confused with religious people. Yeah, it's a different attitude, a different heart. And we have been accused of being religious people when in actuality we're Christians. See, religious people are the ones that's talking about you and,
that's right.
and mistreating you. And those are the ones that when you walk into the church and your clothes don't look like everybody else and they have something to say.
You understand? You can't come back.
And you can't come back until your skirt's a little longer.
Right.
And all. What does that have to do with salvation?
Nothing.
Right?
Nothing.
See, our thing is the word tells us, he says, to press towards the mark. When you see us digging our heels in, it is not against you.
That's
it
right.
is about what we stand and we believe. We don't. The word says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Our fight is not with you.
That's right.
Our fight is with a spirit that is overtaking this world because and telling us that everything should be acceptable.
That's right.
Everything can't be acceptable. But you have the right to choose whatever it is you want to do. But I'm not going to accept everything.
Absolutely.
The word says also that when you sow to the wind, what it's saying is it's the things that we have done in secret. You understand? The things that we don't voice our opinion, the things that we don't stand up for, but eventually it becomes a whirlwind. It is much bigger. And I believe as Christians, that's what we are dealing with. We closed our mouth on too many things. Or we didn't say it in a way to where it could be received.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You argue your point in love, people have to at least respect your viewpoint.
That's right. And they'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
They're more apt to listen. I watched the show with Whoopi, with all the women. I can't recall.
The View?
The View.
Uh-huh.
And Candace.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
I absolutely adore her stand because she doesn't compromise.
Right.
And she is okay with being where she is.
Right.
And if she is not on the show tomorrow, she will be okay with
she's
it.
All right.
She's all right with it.
Right.
And she'll tell you,
right.
you know what, I'm a Christian and this is what I believe. And you don't have to believe it, but this is what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to change my viewpoint
right.
to appease anyone.
I think a lot of it is because she knows the word.
Right.
And she lives it.
Right.
And it's okay
right.
for her to walk in what she believes in.
Right.
And she doesn't feel any she's okay with whatever repercussion comes from it.
Right.
And that's where we've got to be at a better place with in love, saying this is what I believe, and I'm okay with it if you don't.
Right.
But I'm not going to change my viewpoint
right.
to make it okay for you.
Right.
And I think that's where, I don't know where we are with the society that we're in today, but it's like we have to please everyone.
Right.
We are a pleasing society.
Right.
Everybody has to like me.
Right.
Everybody's got to like me.
Right.
If I don't agree with you and you don't like me,
right.
then I got to take a step back and
right.
say, okay, let me look at it and see if I can agree with this person.
Right.
Because I want them to like me.
Right.
And I think that's where we are right
and
now.
And we're flooded with compromise.
Yes.
Even non-Christians, compromise.
Yes. Yes.
Compromise.
Yes.
Compromise. Even just choose. If that's why you want to stand, stand on it. Stand on whatever it is that you choose to believe.
Yes.
But you know what? It's like it's hard to even take it serious if you compromise.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And it's hard to take us serious if we compromise. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like if my life is just like the one that doesn't serve God, why
right.
in the world would you even listen to me? Why would you believe? Of course, then it should be easy for me
mm-hmm.
to agree with whatever you're doing. You're watching me do everything that you do, and you don't even believe in Christ.
Right.
You don't even believe in it. I look more like someone that doesn't serve God than someone that does. And so then when you're telling me, well, just go along with this, why should it be so difficult?
Right.
I should just go along with it if I'm not living a life. And I'm not saying myself.
Right.
I'm saying that, you know. But I'll be honest.
Christian.
I can remember saying that I was a Christian and living a life that was not a Christian life.
And you know what? I can say I can remember
yeah.
being easily judgmental because I was just learning the word
right.
and I was just learning, you know, I knew right from wrong.
Right.
I grew
right.
up knowing. And when I watch, you know, those that were walking, in compromise,
mm-hmm.
You know, saying one thing, being in church,
right.
and then I know that they were at the club the night before.
Right.
And I was angry.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't my job to be angry at them.
Right.
It was my job to love them and to walk right before them.
Right.
So that they would know how to walk this thing out and how
right.
to get past it because I was once there myself.
Right.
And I think that's where we need to do a better job of.
Right.
Like you said, in love.
Right.
In love. Yeah, that's probably not the right thing to do.
Right.
But loving people through the place
right.
where they get to the other side.
I think the other thing, too, and we're going to have to take another break, but I think the other thing, too, is that people that are in authority as Christian leaders, we have to stand.
Yes.
We have to stand. And it may not get easier for us, but we're going to have to stand. If we really believe what we say, we're going to have to stand. Hey, look, we got to take another quick break. It's happening so fast. But we'll be right back in just a few moments. You have been listening to Refresh.
The word of God is truth, and if he says that he will never leave us, if he says that he is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that he is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up, because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson, every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Quick question, what is your kryptonite? You know, kryptonite, like from the Superman movie.
pieces of krypton. It will fall to the earth, and then Superman will come in contact with it. Kryptonite. Okay. Small pieces of your past falling into your future, robbing you of your destiny. Kryptonite? What is yours? Is the person down the street, you know, so conveniently always is willing to remind you of who you used to be before you were redeemed? Or is it the memory of a place where you were broken when you were young? A bad marriage? Bad circumstances? I mean, I don't know. Today, I want you to identify what is your kryptonite. Once you grab hold of it, to reduce it to nothingness. Because the season of living a defeated life is over. It's time for us to live unstoppable lives.
To order Unstoppable You by Regina Johnson, go to Lulu.com, Google Books, and Amazon.
Back with Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, and I'm the host. I'm joined here in the studio with Yolanda Kramer. Welcome again. We are really on the downside of this. Today's show is I Have a Right To. I'm speaking from the Christian perspective, and I normally don't go in this deep, but I tell you, there's some things that have been happening in our country that just I feel I'm doing a disservice if I do not use this airtime to speak up on behalf of what I believe. Not to try to force you to, but to say, I understand you have a right, but I have a right too. I don't have a right to be violent against you. I don't have a right to be critical of you. But I do have a right to stand and say, this is my truth.
Yes.
This is my truth. You were asking me the question at the break. You were saying, what are some of the things that you feel like that you just kind of been taken away from you as a Christian, you know, that you have the right to? And so what is that?
So I guess, I mean, if you really get down to the nitty-gritty, what are the things that we are facing where we feel like we do not have the right to speak up about and stand firm on?
Like, And I know a part of the reason why, too, as Christians, that we are under attack is because we're split.
Yes.
We have half that say that this is okay and half that says that this is okay. And so when the world looks at us, we're not even together.
That's right.
Like on when you have, like, with abortion.
Yes.
You know, I go back to the word. He says that what you do to the least of these. Yeah, and so when he's talking about to the least of these, no, it's not just talking about aborted babies, but it does include aborted babies.
Yes.
It includes, like, everybody that would be considered the least, and babies in the womb don't have a voice.
No,
the mother is the one that speaks for the child, and so I have a right. I don't have a right to go and burn down an abortion clinic. I do not have a right to throw rocks and bash and harm. But
or even to judge.
I have a right to stand on that I believe that it is against what God what I stand for as a Christian.
Yes.
I believe it to be murder. I really do. I can already hear, you know, the caller saying, well, what about when you were raped? And what about, you know, when this happened? And I'd say, okay, I got it. I got that. I do have that. But what about adoption?
Yes.
What about, you know, but it's so painful of this. Or what about sickness? Abortion, you know, or that it's going to cost the mother the life. The stories of to give a mother and child
survive.
Say, yes.
But the stories that I've heard. Now, I'm sure somebody's got a different story, but both. But when we start talking about even abortion, we're talking about such a small number of people that were raped that are having abortion. We're talking about a small number of people who were ill and had. We're not talking about that. I remember when I was pregnant with one of my children, and she was turned in the wrong position, and I'd missed the time where you can do the test to where you can find out, you know, if there's anything genetically wrong with your child. And I remember the doctor, them coming in and discussing with us the possibility, because of my age, of when I was having this child, the possibility of what could be wrong. And since I had missed this, if it proved that this child was a child that was with Down syndrome or, you know, birth defects, you know, they could give me this test, and then I would know, and then I could choose to abort it. And I remember my husband and I was standing firm, and they were saying, like, I kind of missed that window. And we were, like, going, that's okay. They were saying, well, but we could do it a different kind of way. Hmm. And we were saying, it doesn't matter what you find out, whether we were in the window or outside of the window, because of what we believe, we would have given birth to the child and made decisions on what needed to happen from that point on. And death in our, from our hands would never have been a choice.
Right.
And I feel like I have the right to do that. There are people that would say that I don't have the right. If the baby is, you know, born or they see that there's these major abnormalities, that it should be aborted. I have
a
choice.
My life. Yes.
You have a choice.
That's right.
You know? But again, I say, I don't have the right to go and burn down an abortion clinic.
No.
I don't have the right to go and kill, you know, doctors that have performed abortions. I have the right to believe in it. And
it is just so common for that to be the option.
Right.
And for, you know, the argument to say that you have to do that. Or,
right.
Well, why would you do that? Why would you bring a child into the world like this and make you feel like you're the
right.
bad guy?
Right.
When if God gave you the life,
right.
He trusts you
right.
to bring it to fruition.
Right.
And He trusts you and He'll provide everything that you need
right.
to walk it out.
And we're not I'm not throwing any stones at any female that has ever had an abortion. I am not doing that. I know that more times than not that the pressure is on for those that have had abortions. I'm not talking about using abortion like birth control, you know, because
right.
we know people that just are reckless with their lives, get pregnant and abort it and move on and do it again.
But even those, I read something not long ago where they were talking about forcing women who are addicted to drugs or women who have had drug issues, or women who have had too many children to get abortion.
Right.
If they
right.
get pregnant.
Right.
That just does not make sense to me. And I understand.
Right.
I understand them not wanting to bring a child into the world who is addicted. Or, you know, I understand. I have compassion for that. But I don't have compassion for you taking a life.
Mm-mm.
I don't.
Mm-mm.
I think there's other ways we can go about it.
Right.
Why not help that person?
Right.
You know, why not try to help that person?
And you have the right to believe that. You have the right to stand on that. But they, again, have the right.
Yes, they do.
It's just like someone that, I mean, really, you know, you're saying, really, you don't have the right to take my life.
Right.
You didn't give it to me.
Exactly.
So you don't have the right to it comes back in.
Exactly.
I think the thing that I really want to get across is that, and I've said it, like, I mean, it's like almost like we're beating a dead horse, is that you have the right to stand in whatever and hold whatever position, but I have the right to stand also.
Yes.
I do. I have the right. I do. I have the right. I have the right to protect myself. I have the right to defend myself. I have the right to voice my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I live here in the United States.
And we have freedom.
And we have freedom
of speech. That's right.
So you know what? Your words might be cruel and hurtful, but guess what? You have the right to say it.
They sure do.
You do. But if I'm a Christian, my right then, my right or will, becomes God's will.
That's right.
And the word tells me is to bless those, to bless those. And bless those, really, what it means is to eulogize.
Yes. Yeah.
And aren't we glad we found that out, right?
Yes.
It's to eulogize. And Sharitha Reed and I were researching, and actually she found it. It was like, or did I find it? It doesn't matter. To eulogize a person that is mean or ugly to you. And to eulogize, and we know it only from the perspective, like when you're dead.
Right.
Like, I'll eulogize that boy. You know, we'll kill him and then put him in the ground. And eulogize. No, what it means is to speak well
of
them.
Yes.
To speak well of them. How many of us can do that? We say that we're Christians. You are bashing me for being a Christian. My natural instinct is to want to bash you back.
That's right.
But the Jesus in me should make me love you when you bash me. The word says that when I am struck, when I take a slap on my face, that I'm to turn and give the other side.
Yes.
How many times do we do that?
It's
when
tough.
We do that, they'll begin to believe that what we say, we really stand for, and quit forcing it down our throats. I want, as a Christian, to be respected as a Christian, my beliefs, like other religions,
yes,
are respected.
Yes.
Everybody under the sun comes to my door proclaiming
they're
standing in what they believe.
Yes.
Don't bash me. Don't kill me off because I choose to stand. And then there are some religions, Christianity comes under like a great attack, but there are some religions that if you try to take the foolishness into that, the first mention of you doing some of the foolishness that you would want, that you do towards Christians, man, it would be over and it would be done.
It would be done. I can name like five.
Right.
Like,
we don't have to go there.
We don't have to go there.
But
you're right.
But right. Like,
you're right.
I want you to run up into their sanctuary.
Hold up.
And say, this is how it's going to go down. We won't even know that you went in there.
I'm even talking about, like, and you know what's so funny? I have the right to. I'm sitting
right
here and I'm thinking about everything that we get forced out of.
Right.
I'm looking at these
right
from all these things are going on with this presidential election.
Right.
And I hate to even go there.
Yeah,
but I'm
go
looking. I got to go there just
okay,
a little bit because
right.
I got the right
well,
to.
We're about to run out of time.
All right.
We're
going to get it next time.
We can come back and we can do it again. If you have time, we can pick up again next
I'd
week.
I'd love to.
But you know what? Final words, what I want to say is that I don't hate you because you're different.
That's right.
Now, I can't speak for everybody, but as a Christian, I don't. And I'm going to stand, though, on the gospel. And you don't have to let me. I'm going to stand on it.
That's right.
I say you have the right to be and do whatever it is that you choose to do, but you don't have the right to inflict your right on me. You've been listening to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson. I'm so glad that you joined me today. I hope you're not angry and upset, but if you are, you have the right to be. Again, you can reach out to me on Twitter and Facebook, as well as on Instagram. Get that book. Again, shout out to Princess Cooper and all of the other hosts on NHISG. Join with me again next week at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 Eastern Standard. And that's all. Yeah, Johnson, listening to Refresh.